Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, Kurt is. You know, Kurt's been a guy that's been able to go out there and start a lot of games in the league. He started a lot of games for us. He got us to a nice start last year. And now he got an opportunity to sit back and watch and really grow. And got to get him going this week. Go out there and lead the football team.
Yeah, so that's Raheem Morris earlier this week talking about Kirk Cousins being the starter Sunday. And at that point, for at least the next four games, breaking news from Ian Rappaport and now a bunch of other insiders in the NFL. Falcons quarterback Michael Penix Jr. does, in fact, need surgery to repair his ACL, with 9 months of recovery at least coming. He sought the opinion of experts, including from Dr. Neil L. Trache. Penix has an ACL sprain, but full reconstruction is needed. So,
yeah, that's the third one. I think it's on the other knee, though, right?
Okay.
That make it feel no better.
No, I mean, he's out for a year.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while.
He might miss next season.
Yeah, he's going to be out for a while. And so it sucks. It's unfortunate. I mean, the one thing about it, and we always talk about it, you know, people always want to use the Adrian Peterson and all that other crap. Another guys have come back faster. Stephon Diggs, you know, he came back a little early from it and everything like that. And they're doing new things with medicine. I mean, I remember Thomas Davis. He tore his ACL 3 times. It was all in the same knee. He came back to have damn near a Hall of Fame career. You know, so I don't know Michael personally, but to me, he seemed like a tough kid.
Sure.
That's going to battle through this and everything. But yeah, it sucks for him because he might be getting a new regime. And so You're in a situation where how do they view you? You got to learn maybe a new system. So it's all that's down the road. Right now, we just hope this young man has a speedy recovery, man, and get it done now. Don't be waiting for it. No, just go ahead and just go where you're going and get it done.
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what we mentioned early in the week was with some of the other injury stuff, Falcons this year, they kind of, because they could, drug their feet and didn't need to tell. But with this, I mean, if he's going to get surgery, then you're going to find out that he's going to get surgery. And so that's what we find out today. Yeah. And so then there's a bunch of different tangents off of that story-wise. It's like, it's the third time he's had it happen to him. This is now, I think, the fifth season that he hasn't been able to finish in eight. If you go back to Indiana and high school and stuff like that, all the injuries that he's dealt with. And you're also talking about a guy that played a very specific type of way effectively in the Big Ten at Indiana, had those injuries, and then changed the way he played because of the injuries. Like, and I mean, I don't know, this is speculation, but I think we watched enough of him play and heard coaches talk about it enough. Didn't run in part because of that. Like, didn't want to break the pocket and run in part because of that. Now there's another injury on top of it. Like, you have to wonder how that affects him mentally.
Well,
after all that.
I think, and when you say that, I understand where you're coming from with the he's hesitant to run because of the injuries. I don't know.
Would you think it is?
I don't think it's the injury part about it. Because when you're out there playing ball, you don't think about it.
But you can see him thinking about it.
I don't think it's because he's hurt. Worried about getting hurt. Because you can't play football worried about getting hurt. I mean, that's just You just don't do that because eventually you're going to get hurt if you're thinking about it.
He got
why,
hurt.
Huh?
He got hurt.
He got hurt in the pocket.
I know.
But I'm not
I'm saying I just don't understand why that's so crazy.
That he don't want to run because he's afraid to get hurt. He got hurt a bunch and ran,
and then he stopped. And then he came back and didn't run.
And he still got hurt.
I know, but he didn't for a couple years, though.
But I just don't.
He doesn't get drafted eighth overall if he doesn't come back and totally change the way he plays.
I understand that, but I don't want to say hesitancy because he's afraid to get hurt.
I don't want to say it either.
I can't be sure that's the reason.
I don't either. I don't know. I'm saying.
I can't be sure.
I didn't say that I know. I just say I think it's okay to like wonder.
Oh, yeah. It's okay to wonder. Yeah.
And then also wonder with another one what that does to him.
Yeah. I mean,
that's all I'm saying.
I think the biggest thing with him is, you know, he's behind the eight ball again. You know, he was already learning on the job. Now you got to sit back. You got to do the rehab. And we know if you've ever been through a rehab, that's the loneliest damn place in the world. Because it's just you, your thoughts, and this damn injury and the pain of getting it back. And so I think Michael's a mentally strong enough kid to come bounce back from this. But I'm with you. Like, he already has one knee brace. He'll walk around with, like, looking like Dan Marino.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And that's...
Well, that'd be great. Dan was awesome.
Dan was awesome, but I mean, you look at Dan, boy, it was always the greatest pitcher. They have his locker, like, glassed in and everything, right? And they have his last uniform, Andy. They have his shoes, like ski boots.
Oh, man.
To
protect the ankles.
Yeah, they look like ski boots.
Yeah.
And then they have both of those damn knee braces.
Well, he wasn't going anywhere.
Like, Dan wasn't going nowhere. And I want that for Michael.
No.
Because like, one of Dan's last runs that he had, he looked like Forrest Gump when he was running with the thing before he broke out the braces.
Was that?
It was so bad.
In like that playoff loss to Jacksonville?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That last run, he was running.
Goodness gracious.
Man. But yeah, that sucks, man.
Then there's the other side of it as well, which you mentioned. Could be a new regime.
Yeah.
And even if he was healthy and playing the remainder of the year, new regime didn't take him.
Yep.
And, you know, if he had played great for the final six, seven games of this season – then he was going to be the starter next year anyway because he's, you know, the new regime would be inheriting him. Now he's not going to be starting at the beginning of the year next year, probably, assuming a normal timeline, probably not going to be starting the beginning of the year next year. And so he's got 12 games where no one really knows what he is as an NFL quarterback.
To save his job.
Huh?
To save the regime's job.
No.
Okay.
No, I think this might be the official end. Because their quarterback plan failed.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's in ways that they could have predicted and also ways that you can't.
Because.
Injuries and stuff.
Yeah.
But then people would also say he was injury prone and, you know, but I don't buy into that. But, I mean, I can't really argue against it. He has been injured a lot. But, yeah, I mean, this, you know.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we can talk about Deshaun and Deshaun Watson. But, I mean, I said it yesterday. Like, just for a complete plan, a complete thought process to fail. It happens. Stuff fails. But, like, not like this.
But this also was one of those ones that when it happened, everybody was like,
huh?
That doesn't make any sense. And it didn't.
It didn't make sense.
It was kind of like the Luka trade. It was like everyone's reaction was, now that was much more outraged and negative and all of that, but, like, I think locally the reaction to the Cousins Penix offseason was pretty universally like confused, leaning towards upset. And it, you know, things can play out a bunch of different ways and the initial reaction usually isn't totally right. But in both of these cases, the initial reaction was totally right.
Yeah, they're putting it at 9 months. So that's mid-August. I mean, it was crazy because I think we had this conversation off of the air. And the last time something like this happened with a young quarterback, it was RG3. RG3 played his whole rookie year. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. He got hurt in the playoffs.
Yeah, got hurt in the playoffs. And it was that whole campaign and all those different things. And he came back, was never the same player. Now, they're two completely different players than that because RG3 relied on the read option and all those different things. But, I mean, if you're telling me a guy who started 12 games coming off his third knee surgery is going to be ready by mid-August – with the possibility of having to learn a new damn system, no training camp, you're going to have to miss me with that.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. So, it's possible.
I mean, anything's possible. You're absolutely correct.
Well, yeah, that's the optimistic possibility. Yeah. It's also possible he doesn't play next year.
Yeah.
That's possible, too.
And if somebody asked me which way was I leaning, I would say he would play next year. Probably not.
At some point?
At some point.
Yeah.
I'll probably say he'd play at some point. Now you're in a situation.
And that's such a weird situation if it is a new regime.
Yes.
Of like, because if, what do you do at quarterback?
Because the money that they can save from keeping Kirk Cousins, if you got a new regime.
They're getting rid of him.
They're getting rid of him. They're going to get rid of him anyways. But now you got to go out there and do you draft a quarterback or do you go the veteran route? Do you try to find a Jameis? And I'm not saying go get Jameis. I'm saying somebody on that level of experience.
But also, like, go get Jameis.
Or Geno.
Like, that might be the best option. Okay, there's – we finally smiled. This is good.
Yeah.
That might be the option.
Yeah, or maybe –
because if you're planning on having him come back at some point, right,
mm-hmm.
you need a guy that if you draft a guy and he balls out, you can't take him out.
Exactly.
And also, you'd have to waste a good pick to do that, right? Like, you're not waiting until the fifth round to get a guy, sixth round to get a guy.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. I know the Falcons don't have a first rounder next year. There's other rounds where they also don't have draft picks next year. I think so.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly, but there's other rounds where they don't have draft picks. Look, I mean, we got a lot of time to do all that, but the bottom line is it just really, really, really sucks. Michael Penix, if you're just joining us, what are they talking about? Michael Penix is officially going to have surgery on that knee that he injured on Sunday. It is the other knee. So he's had two ACL surgeries on his right knee where he wears a brace now. This is the left knee, and it is the one that he injured earlier in the season that cost him the Miami game. ACL is partially torn, so he'll have to get that repaired.
And whatever else is wrong. Yeah, bad shoulder. I mean, if they're going to cut you open, you might as well just go on and fix everything.
Get it all tuned up.
Yeah, man. Saturday, noon to 2, join Allie Mack and Kia Mall of Georgia. She gets you ready for the big games. You already know what you can win. One lucky fan with an Ultimate Tailgate Kit, a 50K 4K Smart TV with the rolling stand, plus other prizes will be available. That's noon to 2 at Kia Mall of Georgia and Allie Mack.
Well, Dave Archer's a good guy to talk.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Talk to every Wednesday, but especially on the heels of that news, Michael Penix related and what he sort of thinks happens for him over the next year or so. Obviously, we'll talk about what's going on with the Falcons as well and look ahead to the Saints game on Sunday. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.